Life is full of questions. It's full of twists, turns, and complex issues to try to figure out. You need answers. Welcome to The Financial Answer with Nathan O'Brien.
Hit it.
You'll hear us discuss the pitfalls and common investing mistakes we see people make and encourage you to think about solutions to some of the problems and question marks you might face in your own financial life. So let's get to the show.
Hey, everybody, welcome into this week's edition of The Financial Answer with Nathan O'Brien here talking about investing, finance, and retirement with me. Nathan, of course, a registered investment advisor and chartered retirement planning counselor. What's going on, my friend?
That's a mouthful, isn't it?
It is. How are you?
I'm doing great. Doing really good. Excited about the show and just looking forward to what we're going to talk about. We've got some good stuff.
Yes. Yeah. Goals are good.
Yeah. Super important.
Very important. If you checked out, if you're a regular subscriber to our podcast and you heard our prior one where we kind of went with a little bit of the negative news that was going on. I think we put a very good positive spin on it by talking about the market downturns with the virus. So we're not gonna keep beating that drum even though we could again this week, you know, because obviously things just in the way the world are, there's always something. So we're gonna switch gears and talk about how to set some financial and retirement goals. And actually, you know, if you think about this, and if you're setting these goals, it can kind of help you not have to deal with as much as whatever's gonna happen in the world over the next however long, because if you live a while, and all of us have, you're going to see things happen, right?
Yes, that's right. And you know, setting goals is going to help you stay disciplined, understand what you're trying to accomplish. If you diversify, it helps you mitigate risk, all of these things. So you can address all of those things in a goal-setting plan, basically,
Goals. Now, you know, everybody's like, oh, goals, really? Now, goals are important. Come on
they
now.
They are,
you know?
Yeah.
If you've raised kids, you probably set goals for them, you know, and if you're obviously a lot of our listening audience is retirees or pre-retirees, so you obviously set goals to get where you got to in life anyway, so why should your finances be any different? So let's talk about some basics. So specific financial goals, Nathan, obviously are complicated to do on a podcast with just the two of us.
Right.
We don't have anyone directly in front of us that we're relating this to.
No, that's right.
Because everybody's different. But let's talk generic, general goals that maybe we all, or at least maybe you feel everyone should at least be striving or shooting for. Give us a few things.
Yeah. So number one, I mean, we're talking about investing on the show. So that's what it is. So number one is always peace of mind and confidence.
Okay.
You know, so understanding what you're doing, why you're doing it. Why is your advisor holding the allocation in your portfolio that they're holding? Why do you hold that mutual fund? Why do you hold those asset classes? So that is 100% important, and it gives you that peace of mind and confidence to know why they're doing what they're doing, especially when markets take dips, you know. And
let me give you an example on that. You said know why you're doing. Why is your advisor doing it? I had a gentleman ask me last week that his advisor put him in something called American funds, and he asked me. He said, "What do you think about that?" And I said, "Well, why are you asking me? Why didn't you ask your advisor?"
Yeah.
And he goes, "What are you talking about?" I said, "Did you ask him why he put you in it and what was the purpose of that versus something else?" And his answer was no. And I was like, "Well, then ask him."
Yeah,
right?
That's right. That's right. And people just, I think that's a big problem. And hopefully, you know, this is going to change over time. It hasn't since I've been an advisor. And it's almost 20 years that I've been an advisor. But
man, you're old.
Hopefully this will change, because, you know, we can't just sit back and trust someone that, you know, that they're going to do exactly what we need. So ask questions. You know, I personally
money,
don't think
ask
that
questions.
That's right. It's your retirement. It's your financial future. So ask questions of, well, why do you think those funds are the best? And let the advisor explain to you.
Yeah.
If they don't have a clear explanation, that should raise a red flag for you.
Right.
You know, that's not going to give you peace of mind and confidence. And so you've got to have that. You've got to understand why you hold what you hold.
Yep. And that helps you understand your own situation. And again, you're listening and you're saying, well, that's why I'm hiring an advisor. I don't want to know all the nuts and bolts. Well, we're not talking nuts and bolts. We're just talking general knowledge here.
That's true.
To have a basic understanding so that when he puts you in or she puts you in X, Y, or Z, they're explaining to you why the money, what its purpose of those little money soldiers are doing, right?
I know. Sometimes I have to just remind people, and this is weird sometimes to me, but I have to remind people, look, I cannot care more about your money than you do.
Or should not,
you know,
at least.
I shouldn't. Yeah, right. That's right. I mean, this is your retirement and your financial future. Yes, I can give you all kinds of advice and help you do the right thing, but I'm not the one that is wide awake at 2 o'clock in the morning, you know, because right. I'm worried about your portfolio. I'm comfortable with it. You know, if I've set it up, I know it's going to do, you know, it's on track to do
that,
its
that
thing.
That might sound weird. Somebody's like, well, I want you to care, Nathan. It's like, well, look, you're not hearing me. I care, but I set it up so I don't have to worry.
That's right. Right. I don't have to worry at 2 o'clock in the morning when the markets are down. Yeah. You know, I'm not worried about that, you know, because I know how things work and I try to help my clients. That's why I call myself a coach. I help them understand why the portfolio is like that. So yeah. Don't just leave it to your advisor. You've got to learn some things. You've got to have a little bit of that. That's part of your plate, really, is what it comes down
and
to.
And he's a coach because he wasn't a great player. So
that's right. No.
You know, I've seen him throw a football. It's not pretty. I'm just teasing.
You know, and even with the market, I made some stupid investing mistakes when I first, you know, started doing
this. No, that's actually a really good point, right? You learn, yeah. right? And then you got really educated, and then you're like, yeah, okay, I'm definitely good at doing this here.
Yeah, that's right.
Learn from it. You know, Bill Belichick was a terrible player, but he's a great coach.
That's
know?
Right. So,
go ahead.
No, these goals, definitely peace of mind, understanding your situation, financial independence. Okay. Those are all goals that you should have for retirement.
Okay,
so
those are good general goals, right?
Yeah.
And so now how do you then, I said we can't really determine specifics because we don't have a person in front of us to talk about, but
right.
how do you help someone determine their own specifics?
Oh,
what do
man.
You go through to do that?
Yeah, it's questions, you know, and people a lot of times just feel like we're going to talk about, you know, well, what are your goals? We take it to the step of why is that a goal? You know, yes, you want to travel, but why? You know,
okay.
I mean,
well,
you've got
to
have
it, right? Yeah.
That's right. But you've got to have a reason for what you're trying to accomplish. And so, you know, the things that you want to do, the goals that you have set, why do you want to do it? Why do you want to leave your kids $500,000? Why, you know,
right.
what's the reason behind all of this stuff? And, you know, really, if there is a disconnect there, then that's a red flag for me. If someone is just wanting to invest just to make more money, that is not a client for us. You know,
interesting.
That really, you know, that's not what we're trying to do. We are completely
so goal
oriented.
Okay.
Yes,
yeah.
Goals based planning. I mean, that's it. Because what I found is if people are just wanting to make more money, they are super frustrated when the market goes down. Okay.
Okay.
To the
I
point
gotcha.
Of just constant questions, constant concern, and all of that. And then they, you know, which that's
almost
fine.
Like
I can
almost like
that,
fidgety. Like you
is.
Get the fidgets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. And so it's not a comfortable situation, you know, to be in. So if someone's in that spot, I try to get them out of that through planning for goals, through setting goals and getting these things done. But if I can't, then that's where, you know, we tell them, look, we're not the fit.
Not the right
fit.
Yeah, maybe you're better served with like a broker or something where you're moving things in and out.
Yeah, maybe so. I mean,
some people are addicted to the rush of that too. So
they are, you know, it's, I mean, that's gambling, I think. And so, you know, that is, and that can be very addictive. So, and that's not what we're looking for with clients. And
so you want to get to the root. You want to get to the nitty gritty.
Absolutely, okay. 100%. This is why you're trying to do the things you want to do. And everyone is different. That's what I try to get across to people is you would think that, you know, your goals are going to be fairly similar if you live in the same region, if
right.
you've worked, in, you know, with the same people. But everyone is so different with what they want to do and what they want to accomplish
I could hear my dad right now if he was still alive. He was a good North Carolina, Tennessee boy. And he would say, well, what do you mean? What's the point? Because I want to retire. That's the point. Like something
right.
like, you know, one of those old Southern guys that don't give you a lot of elaborate information, you
that's
know,
right.
because
it's
I said just, so kind of
this
thing.
Is it. Yeah,
yeah.
That's right.
And it's like, right,
it.
But right. But do you want to take care of the wife in the event that, you know, are you guys looking to leave
yeah.
a legacy
yeah.
or do you want to spend it all yourselves? You know, and if so, what are you wanting to do with it while you're doing it? Do you want to travel? Do you want to build a race car? Like what, you know, what are you after? Like, what are you trying
that's,
to do?
You know, I've got a friend that he'll go into the meeting and he'll be like, somebody's going to cry in this meeting and it's not going to be me, you know? And he, you know, he really pushes it to the extreme on trying to get people to tell them what the goals are and why
wow,
they want to do it. I'm not doing that,
right.
but I want people to, I really want to get down on, you know, what they are trying to accomplish.
Well,
and
it also
why,
helps you know
that's
them.
Important.
It helps
yeah,
you understand their, right.
Yeah.
And if you feel as though you know the person better, then you're able to make better recommendations and better
that's
things
true.
Based on it.
And people have the misunderstanding also that, you know, if they set goals, then that's what they have to shoot for forever. And everyone's goals change
almost
every single year.
Exactly.
So that's why we review the plans, make sure we're still on track with what you're trying to accomplish.
Good stuff. Yeah. All right. So we're talking setting financial and retirement goals. So what are some unrealistic ones? Like, so you kind of touched on a little bit that maybe it's not a good fit for you, but
so
when somebody
comes in, they're just kind of
like, I want, you know, the Disney or the commercial where I take the kids to Disney 17 times a year and buy a yacht, you know,
that's right.
Is it like that? Or is it more things like, well, okay, we talked about it before, like 19 was a good year and somebody's like, well, I didn't get 30% my neighbor did. Is that just setting an unrealistic goal? Because maybe your reasoning for not getting 30 was because you couldn't handle the risk allocation of that.
Yes, that's right. And I think every bit of this comes back to goals. Okay.
Okay.
Your goals probably don't require you to make 30%. Okay. They may.
It sounds great.
It sounds fantastic. But if your allocation that your advisor has you set up in has a really high chance of success to meet all of these goals and things that you want to accomplish throughout your life, then you would know, you know, what the expectations of the portfolio are. So what it would do in a 2008 again, you know, if the market has a big decline, and also what it would do on a positive like 2019. So you should know that. That's what your advisor is there for, to help you understand those things. So if you only made 15% last year, or 10% or 20%, whatever, based on your allocation and what your goals are, if you only made that return, you didn't make the full 35% or 30% of the S&P, then don't worry about it. It's on track to meet your goals and you know, with the expectation of, I can handle this if the market drops, you know. And that's where if you just have the S&P 500, you could have big declines, have big, you know, drops in your allocation, and then you can't meet your goals.
Right.
Does that make sense?
No, it does. You know? It does. Yeah,
so,
exactly.
If you have a big decline, a 30% decline in the market, then that can throw off, you know, you being able to travel and go see the grandkids and things like that. And those declines happen. We don't know when they're going to happen. So, you know, we have to be expecting it at any point. So it's all about that. So trying to accomplish those goals, manage your risk, all of these things. People just have unrealistic expectations a lot of times, and they're trying to find that, you know, that magic bullet, that goose that lays the golden egg, and it just doesn't exist, you know. It's just not there.
No, very, very true, very true. And I think that's a great way of looking at that. So if you are being unrealistic, how do you frame them back around? How can we know, or how can we then say, okay, these are more realistic, or these are more achievable?
Yeah.
Is it through conversations with your advisor, or is it inward reflection, or a bit of both?
It's a lot. I mean, it's basically everything. It's everything that a financial advisor is supposed to be doing for you. You know, so you cannot, your plan should not require you to make 10% a year. You know, it shouldn't require you to have to take 10% out of your portfolio every year, because that's not going to work. You're going to run out of money. And so more than likely, anyway, the markets may outperform that. I don't know. But, you know, you can't rely on and have to rely on that best case scenario for that happening. Okay, that's unrealistic.
I think that's a hugely great point right there. I wanted to kind of hit that one more time, is the fact that if whatever you're setting up has to rely on the best case scenario for making it win, or making it successful for you, that is probably not the best way to be, because what are the odds?
Right.
When has life ever done that for anybody? You know, very few people. No. Maybe you're Michael Jordan. No. I don't know.
That's you know? Right. That's right. And another thing to understand with realistic and unrealistic is, if the product that you have, okay, if it's sold to you as everything is positive, nothing is negative, that's unrealistic. Okay.
Gotcha.
That's not achievable. Every product has some kind of downfall. Okay. Markets don't always go up. CDs don't make fantastic returns, you know, so there's two extremes there on that. So you can, you know, look at those scenarios and see what fits. Maybe a mix of everything fits, but, you know, it's just, there's a lot of financial advisors, or people that call themselves financial advisors, that will sell you this annuity that's heaven sent, basically, and nothing bad about it at all. But it's not. You know, there's always positive and negatives to everything. So make sure that it's realistic and not, again, the goose that laid the golden egg. There's no such thing. So Tesla, up fantastic returns last year, okay? Other, you know, Bitcoin's in the news, been in the news for a long time. Those are not the answer to your portfolio, okay? So you may own a little portion of that. That's okay, but don't focus your entire nest egg on those things. It's just a bad mistake.
Okay. All right. Well, there you go, folks. So hopefully you found that useful. I think there was some good information in there on how to financially, you know, set some goals, some retirement goals, some financial goals. And a lot of that just really comes down to, I think, just being open and finding the right person to work with.
Yes, that's right. It does, 100%.
Yeah. And Nathan, of course, is a great resource for that. So if you are already working with him, cool. And you're just listening to the podcast because you like hearing our voices and learning something new, that's great. If you aren't yet, give him a call, reach out to him, let him know you'd like to chat at 855-51-COACH. Maybe you've gotten this through our newsletter, or you subscribed to the podcast, or it's been shared with you by someone who is working with Nathan, or whatever the case might be. That's awesome. Fantastic. Make sure you do us a favor. Subscribe to the show so that you can get new episodes when they come out. You can do so at Apple, Google, Spotify, iHeart, Stitcher, whatever platform you choose or that you use on your smartphone. Just type in the Financial Answer in the search box on whatever podcasting platform you do. Or you can go to the website, thefinancialanswer.com. That's thefinancialanswer.com. And while you're there, you can click on, of course, a way to subscribe to it. One of the platforms would make it really easy on the website. All that stuff's listed there for you. There's a way to get in touch with Nathan, schedule some time with Nathan. There's a way to get the investor awareness guide. All that stuff's made really handy and easy for you. And I know that you're also still doing your classes right now too, Nathan, at the time we're taping this. So I know that you stay pretty busy with that. So is that going well?
Yeah, it has been. I've been teaching the retirement planning class at Jackson State. It was great, actually.
Cool.
So, yeah, had great attendance, and it's always, you know, it's always been good for the people that attend. They learn a lot, I think, and we get a lot of good feedback from it. So I enjoy it.
Good,
it's fun.
Good. And that's another way, if you want to get involved with something like that, they do them a couple times throughout the year. You can also let them know by going to the website or giving them a call at 855-51-COACH. And with that, my friend, I'm going to let you get out of here so you can get on back to your stuff. But thanks so much for your time, as always.
No, good to talk again, man. This is a good topic today. I'm glad we went through this. So hope everyone has a good week, and look forward to talking to you again.
Yeah, absolutely. And don't forget to work on setting those financial and retirement goals. And we'll see you next time here on The Financial Answer with Nathan O'Brien.
O'Brien & Associates is a registered advisory firm in Tennessee. This show is intended for information and educational purposes only. Consult with a qualified advisor before taking any action.